All right, so get this. You're getting dressed, right? But instead of grabbing your phone, to check the weather, your shirt, it like gives you a little nudge or even like changes texture, and it's telling you, hey, it's chilly, grab a jacket. That's kind of what we're diving into today.
It's true.
This future of wearable tech.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's not just on us, it's becoming like part of us.
Totally.
And what's fascinating is researchers are pushing way past those simple fitness trackers, right? We're talking about tech that understands our every move in detail, thanks to some breakthroughs presented at the International Symposium on Wearable Computers.
Oh, the ISWC, right. So no
Yes.
more just counting steps. This is next level.
Absolutely. Researchers like Murahari and Plutz are using something called attention models, which is kind of like giving AI a laser focus.
Okay, so break that down. Attention models. That sounds pretty intense.
Think of it this way. When you read a sentence, you don't pay attention to every single word equally.
Right.
Your brain picks up on the important ones to get the meaning.
Yeah.
These attention models, they do the same thing, but with sensor data.
Interesting.
So they can pick out those subtle patterns in how we move, bend, even how those movements like change over time.
So it's AI that's learning to read our bodies, not just, counting how many steps we take.
Exactly.
That's wild.
And the implications for healthcare are huge. Imagine your smartwatch could be like, hold on a second, I'm detecting early signs of Parkinson's
Yeah.
just by seeing these subtle changes in the way you walk long before you even notice any symptoms.
Wow. That's really incredible.
Yeah.
From tracking steps to like potentially diagnosing diseases,
Yeah.
it's amazing how much information our movements can actually give away.
Yeah.
Talk about a wake-up call for anyone who thought wearables were just a fad.
For sure. And it gets even more interesting when we look at how this tech is literally merging with our bodies, particularly in the realm of haptics and textiles.
Okay, gotta admit, haptics sounds a little sci-fi to me. What is that?
So haptics is all about touch-based feedback. Remember that shirt giving you a nudge about the weather?
Yeah.
That's haptics, but it's way beyond simple buzzes. Dungleberger and their team are actually developing an armband that uses haptics to convey language.
Wait, hold on. Feeling a message instead of hearing it? That's like straight out of a spy movie.
It sounds futuristic, but it's happening. Think of the possibilities. Discrete communication in noisy places, new ways for people with hearing impairments to experience language, even feeling your way through a crowded room.
It's like our senses are getting a whole upgrade.
Exactly. And if you think that's wild, Dobbelstein's team developed the Movelet. It's like this robotic bracelet that moves along your forearm using touch to give you directions.
So instead of looking at a map, I could just like feel which way to go. That's amazing. Sign me up.
Right. It's like having a built-in navigation system that talks through your skin. It's incredible how these innovations could transform how we navigate the world, especially for people with visual impairments.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. We went from counting steps to feeling messages and directions all through wearable tech. What's next? Are we going to start like wearing our computers like clothes?
Well, funny you should ask.
It's like, could be wearing our tech without even realizing it.
Exactly. Remember Chernyshov's research on those shape memory alloy actuators?
Oh, right. Yeah. Tiny little metal muscles woven into our clothes.
That's the one. Imagine that. Tiny metal muscles in the fabric of your clothes.
Hold on. Tiny metal muscles. That sounds a little intense for a t-shirt, don't you think?
Not at all. These actuators are so small and they can change the texture of a material on demand. Chernyshov's team showed off this carpal tunnel splint that adjusts its stiffness based on your movement.
Okay, now that's just cool. So I could have a shirt that can go from like silky smooth to feeling like sandpaper just with a little zap of
You
electricity.
got it. The possibilities are like endless. Imagine sportswear that adapts to what you're doing, or even clothes that change texture to match, like your mood.
Whoa, fashion designers are going to have a field day with that. But speaking of pushing boundaries, all this cutting-edge tech sounds amazing in the lab. But how is it actually being used out in the real world?
Now that's the real question. And the good news is researchers are taking wearables out of the lab and into the wild, exploring their potential in some unexpected places.
Okay, so spill the tea. What kind of real-world applications are we talking about?
Well, let's start with something that seems simple, drinking.
Drinking, really?
Yep. Chobani and Amft are using wrist-worn sensors to actually analyze the movements involved in taking a sip of water.
Wait, why is tracking something as basic as drinking so important?
You'd be surprised. This data can be super valuable, like for monitoring hydration, especially in elderly patients who might forget to drink enough. It could even be used to study drinking habits in people struggling with addiction.
It's amazing how even the most everyday things can tell us so much when you have the right tech to understand it.
I know, right? And it's not just physical health either. Ward and their team are using wearables to actually measure social interaction and coordination, particularly in children with autism.
How does it even work? Are we talking about, like, analyzing their movements during social interactions?
You got it. By measuring things like body language and proximity, they're hoping to gain a deeper understanding of how children with autism navigate those social situations.
So we could use this to create better support systems and therapies that are actually tailored to their specific needs.
Exactly. Using tech to empower people and create more inclusive environments.
This is incredible. We've gone from shirts that can read the weather to splints that adjust to our needs. And now wearables are helping us understand complex social situations. What's next?
Well, that's the beauty of it all.
Oh, yes.
This field. There's always something new and exciting just around the corner.
There's always something new and exciting just on the horizon with this stuff. It's like the potential for this technology is practically limitless.
Mm.
We're looking at a future where wearables aren't just gadgets. You know, they're a part of how we understand and experience the world.
It's true. And, you know, as wearables get even more advanced, even more integrated with our lives, they're going to challenge how we see ourselves, push the boundaries of what we thought was even possible.
Yeah, and it's funny, right? Because it wasn't that long ago that having a watch that could track your steps seemed like the most revolutionary thing ever.
I know.
And now we're talking about clothes that change their texture and bracelets that guide us with touch.
Yeah. I know. It's a wild time to be alive.
It really is. And we've, like, barely scratched the surface of what was shown at ISWC.
Right.
There were tons of other cool research projects all pushing the boundaries of what wearable tech can be.
There were.
So any other highlights that, like, blew your mind that you want to share?
Okay, so one that really caught my eye was this research on a material called skin morph.
Skin morph.
Okay.
That already sounds super intriguing. Tell me more.
Picture this, a thin, flexible material, but it can change how stiff or flexible it is whenever it needs to, almost like a chameleon changing its skin.
Whoa.
And the researchers are thinking it could be used for everything from, like, dynamic support garments to even, like, next-gen prosthetics.
Okay, so instead of a cast that's always stiff, you could have a skin more splint that gives support but then is also flexible when you need it to be.
Exactly. It could totally change how we approach rehabilitation and assistive devices.
Man, that's really amazing. So to kind of wrap things up here, we've got smarter activity tracking that can even help detect diseases. We've got tech merging with our bodies to create totally new sensory experiences. And then real world applications that are already changing things for healthcare, accessibility, and so much more.
It is without a doubt a super exciting time to be following the world of wearable tech.
Couldn't agree more. So as we kind of head into this future where technology is becoming more and more interwoven with our bodies, with our actions, it makes you wonder, how will all of this change how we see ourselves, how we see the world around us? That's something to think about, right? As always, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the exciting world of wearable tech. Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious,